Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Yisir, the 10th and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Yisod, the Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah, in the Sefer Maden, Book of Knowledge, which we continue and finish off the discussion regarding prophecy, and specifically regarding believing the prophet. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding what's the sign that guarantees the prophet. Kol Novi Shiyamed Lanu, any prophet that stands up for us, V'yoyimer and says Shashem Shloche, that Hashem sent him, in the Torah, Lasas Ois, he does not have to do a sign, Ka'achad Mo'isis Moshe Rabbeinu, like one of the signs that Moshe Rabbeinu did, or Ka'isis Eliyahu Ba'Elisha, like the signs Eliyahu Nabi did and Elisha Nabi did, Sheshbem Shinu Minhag Shalem, that they changed the nature of the world. No, Eloi Shalai, rather his sign is, Sheyem Medvarm Hasidim Li Yisboilam. He has to say things that will be in the future in the world, V'yam Medvarv, and that his words should come true. Shlomik says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Chisam above Avachah, begin to say in your heart, Eichan Neidus Adavu Goyim, how am I going to know this thing, etc. That, oh, if he's going to say something, it's going to come true, then you know he's a true prophet. So, if a person comes along that's fit for prophecy, but Malachas Hashem, the agency of Hashem, he's not coming to add on to the words of the Torah, not coming to diminish the words of the Torah, rather he's coming to serve Hashem with the commandments of the Torah. In Amlu, we don't tell him, split the sea for us, or bring a dead back to life, or similar types of things, and then we'll believe you. No. Rather we tell him, if you are a prophet, tell us things that are going to be in the future. And he says, and we wait to see. Will his words come true, or will they not? Now, and even if one small detail doesn't come true, then you know for sure that he's a false prophet. But if every word he said comes true, then in our eyes, he's believed. Now, you inspect him many times. If every time he said the future, it came true, it is in the BMs. He's a true prophet. Like it says regarding Shmuel, Vayeda kol Yisrael, that all the Jews knew, Midan by Beersheba, from the place Dan till Beersheba, ki neman Shmuel and Novel Hashem, that Shmuel was believed to be a prophet for Hashem because of what he said that came true. Now, halacha gimel. Now, the question is, like the diviners, Vakoismim, and the sorcerers, they also say what's going to be. So, what's between the prophet and them? How do you know that he's a true prophet? Rather, because the diviners and the sorcerers, Vakoismim, and those similar type of occult practices, some of the words come true, but some of them don't. Like it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Yamdunov Yeshuch. Let them stand up and save you. Those who look towards the heaven, they gaze at the stars. They let you know what's going to be in the months. From that which will come unto you. Meaning, that says from that, because they see some what will happen, and that's some of the truth, they could save you from that. But not all that will happen. Because they don't know, they're not precise in what's going to happen in the future, even though they could see some with their black magic. Now, the Efshet is possible. Shleis kaim debrim klum. Now, it's also possible that none of their words will actually come true. Eliyut b'kol, they make a mistake in all of it. In Shanem, like it says in the pasuk over there, Mefer eisiz badim Hashem nullifies the signs of the imposters, v'kaismim yehayil, and he makes a mockery out of the sorcerers that they don't. Sometimes they don't see everything. Sometimes they don't even see at all what they're seeing. Aval navi, but the prophet called devav kayam, and every single word happens. Shanemach says in the Pasuk Malachim, Ki lo yipol midvar Hashem arza, because it will not fall from the word of God to the ground. Like it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hanavi Ashita Yichaloim, the prophet that with him is the dream, Yisabachalim say over the dream. But Vasher Devar Ita, but that my word is with him, says Hashem, Yidab Devar Yemes. I'll speak my word's truth. Mala Tevenes Abarnum Hashem, what does the straw have to do with the grain, says Hashem? Claim, in other words, what's this Pasuk saying? Shadivri HaKoism B'chalim is the words of the sorcerers and the dreamers. Is Ketev and Shadis Arab Ma'at Bar is like straw that has some of the grain that's mixed in it, but it's basically all waste. Udvar Hashem, the word of God, Kabar Sheimotem Klal, is like the grain that has no straw at all. Ubadabazah Kosav Tech V'Ama, and it's regarding this thing that the Pasi guarantees and says, Sha'isim Hadvarim, Shemaydim Hamo'inim HaKoismim, that those words that the diviners and the sorcerers notify lu'umais to the nations, mechazim, and they lie, hanavi yedil lechem dibei emes. The prophet, however, will tell you true words. Ve'inatam tshichim lo'in mekaisim mekaisim, but therefore you don't need the diviners and the sorcerers and those similar type of characters. Shlomek says in the Pasuk in Devarim, lo yimatzei b'cha, you will not find by you mavi b'no yubita b'esh b'goyimah, someone who has to pass his son or his daughter through the fire, etc. Ki ha'goyimah e'lo b'goyimah, these nations, etc., But Amit says, Navi Mikirbacha Ma'achecha Begayim, but you have a prophet that comes from your mitzvah and your brother, so what comes to teach you is, She'ena Navi Oymed Lanu, because the prophet we have only, meaning you don't have to know what's going to be in the future through their occult practices. Because our prophet stands up for us, El Allahi Di'enu, rather to let us know Dvar Ma'asidim Liz Boilam, things that are going to happen in the world. Misayva V'rav, from satiation or from famine, Melchama B'sham, it's going to be war or peace, okay, it's more, some types of things. Even the needs of an individual, he'll let him know. Like Shaul HaMelech, the lost object. And he went to the prophet to let him know where it is. And similar types of things that the prophet will tell a person. But not to make another religion, or to add on to the mitzvahs or to diminish it. No, to let you know what's going to be. That's what a prophet does. Now, divrei ha'paran yishan navi omer. Regarding words of punishment that the prophet says, for example, let's say he says, "Plain yomis," that person's going to die. Oishana plain, so that year shnas rav and melchama will be a year of famine or of strife or war. Okay, it's dvar me'elor, some types of punishments. Imlo amdu dvar, if his words don't come to be true, imbezak chasha l'nevase, that does not refute his prophecy. We don't say, he ne diber, he spoke v'leibot, didn't happen. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Erech HaPayim is slow to anger. Rav Chesed is abundant kindness. V'nichem al ra, and he retracts regarding the evil. V'ef sheshasa tshuva, and maybe the people did repentance. V'nisach lehem ka'anshei Nineveh, and they were forgiven like the people of Nineveh. Or shetolem kechizkiah, or they were suspended for the time being like Bechizkiah HaMelech. So therefore that wouldn't refute him. Avlim mevtiach al teva, but if he guaranteed the prophet regarding good, and he says it's going to be this and this good things, and the good that he said did not come, then be a doer shehu nabi shekah. Then you know for sure that he's a false prophet. Because any good thing that God decrees, even on condition, in the chalitza doesn't back down from. Now the next few words, some have in parentheses, which is not in certain manuscripts, which seems like it's a certain, actually, hasaga on the Rambam. As you see from the words, v'zem afurshim sechel Shabbos, which that's not the way of the Rambam to write down his sources, which according to many, it's the Asaga, the Ravid, which starts actually by the words Il B'chubin Rishon, and it should have the words Aleph Aleph, which means Am Avram, which generally the Asagas, the contesting of the Ravid on the Rambam is like that, and really should have just, which got then confused like into the word Ella, with the two lines. Be that as it may, V'lim etzina shechazeb dvar teva. We don't find God retracting from any good thing, Il B'chubin Rishon, only by the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. When he guaranteed to the righteous that they're not going to die with the wicked, where there he retracted because the attribute of justice was prosecuting because they didn't protest regarding the wicked, and that's explicit in Masechet Shabbos, end of quote. Now, halamata, but this comes to teach you that it's only with tidings of good that that you could test the prophet. Because regarding bad, you could say that, they did tshuva, or Hashem had rachmanas, or so on. But by good, if it doesn't happen, then you know he's lying. This is what Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the true prophet, said in his response to Hananiah ben Azur. Yirmiyahu was prophesying for the bad, but Hananiah was saying for the good. So he said to Hananiah, watch out. If my words don't come true, says Yirmiyahu, my words are not going to necessarily be proven that I'm false, because like we said before, it could be the Yidden repented or Hashem had compassion. But if your words of good don't come true, everyone's going to know that you're a false prophet. Shemek says in the pasuk, however, behold, listen to this thing, etc. The prophet is going to say words of peace when it's going to come the words of the prophet. Then you're going to know for sure that Hashem sent him in true. But if not, then for sure you're lying. Halacha Eketin is regarding if we know that he's a prophet from some other prophet. Navi shehei loy navi acher shu navi. If there's a prophet, that a different prophet testified that he's a prophet. So harehu becheskes navi, then he's also in the status quo of a prophet. Vein zahashin, it's a chakir, and then that second prophet does not need to be analyzed. Shari Moshe beinu hei li Yeshua, because our teacher Moshe testified that Yeshua is a prophet. V'minu b'kol Yisrael k'im she'asayis, and all the Jews believed in him before he even did a sign. V'chein l'dayis, and that's how it is for all future generations. And we conclude with the prohibition of testing him. Navi shenoy du nevuasei. A prophet that was known his prophecy, and his words became true time after time. Or let's say some other prophet testified, and this person was going in the ways of prophecy. So then, we now let's think second thoughts about him. And to to wonder about his prophecy. It's not true. No. But I'll test him more than what's necessary. You can't constantly be testing him. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Devarim, you should not test Hashem your God. Like he tested him by masa, meaning in the midbar. Shama that they said, as it says in Shemais, is Hashem amongst us or not? No. Same thing as Elamachash and Neidish as Anavi. Once you know that this is a prophet, Yaminu, they should believe the Yedu Hashem Bekirim, and they should know that God is in their midst, and that's how the prophet is speaking. They shouldn't think and contemplate after him. Like it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, the Yodu, they shall know that there was a prophet amongst them.